Introduction. By Ambika Varma with Kumar Das. Sexuality is a defining aspect of being human. How individuals choose to express their sexuality has ramifications on their health, well-being, participation in, and contribution to societal development. Hawkins, Cornwall, and Lewin, 2011. While it holds the potential to tackle tenacious issues such as eradicating poverty and hunger, mainstream development discourse has largely ignored issues of sexuality. The absence of any reference to sexuality aside from addressing HIV and AIDS in the Millennium Development Goals MDGs is one such oversight. As we approach a deadline for the MDGs this year, around 1.2 billion people continue to live below the poverty line of $1.25 per day, and 842 million people suffer from chronic hunger. MDG Report 2014, FAO 2014. 1. The number of people classified as living in multidimensional poverty is even higher, pegged at 1.5 billion UNDP 2014. The year 2015 also marks the launch of a new set of universal goals, the Sustainable Development Goals SDGs. In the post-2015 development agenda currently being crafted, of the 17 proposed goals, the first two goals focus on the themes of Poverty Elimination Goal 1 and Ending Hunger Goal 2, showing they remain relevant. Open Working Group OWG 2014. Yet, it is disturbing to know that despite the law being from women's groups and LGBTI activists, sexuality is still missing. While the goals are seen to be more progressive in comparison to the MDGs and incorporate the elimination of all forms of discrimination, promote inclusive development, and ensure universal access to sexual and reproductive health, it does not explicitly mention human rights, particularly sexual rights. While access to information and education is mentioned under Indicator 3.7 Goal 3, it does not clearly state comprehensive sexuality education. This omission is indicative of the continued uneasiness development agencies and governments have with sexuality and sexual rights. Not only are women's and human rights issues being sidelined from the development agenda, civil society organizations working on these issues are also finding limited spaces to engage with these issues at high-level meetings where these important development goals are being threshed out. The exclusion of women's groups from both the negotiation of the political declaration and the Commission of the Status of Women CSW 59 Methods of Work Resolution is one such example. CSW Statement 2015. Economic growth is seen as the magic bullet that lifts the people out of poverty, hunger, and other deprivations. Many developing countries have, page 2, boarded on the globalization bandwagon by introducing neoliberal policies and market-led growth, the foundations of which were laid in the Washington Consensus. 2. While globalization has led to reducing poverty to some extent, it has also contributed to increasing inequalities. It is noted that between 1990s and 2013, income inequality measured as the Gini coefficient rose across the Asia-Pacific region from 33.25 to 37.5. Asian Development Bank ADB, United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, UNESCAP, and United Nations Development Programme UNDP 2013. Early development concerns with sexuality were framed within reproduction and population growth, as it relates to consumption, poverty and environmental sustainability. This led to policies that were targeted solely at controlling the fertility of the poor women. With the advent of the HIV and AIDS pandemic, governments around the world were forced to acknowledge that human beings are sexual beings. However, sexuality was also seen as something that needed controlling. In most cases, policies have been developed around dominant heteronormativity, penalizing those who do not fit or conform to it. Chandiramani 2007, Cornwall and Jolly 2006, Jolly 2010. Since sexuality is not seen as a major concern like poverty, food, and jobs, it has not been documented, studied, and reported with the same interest or imperative. Likewise, there is very little data on poverty and food insecurity among marginalized groups, such as transgender people and same-sex desiring people. They do not feature in the statistics of demographic surveys in most countries. Few studies have systematically looked into the intersectionalities of poverty, food insecurity, and health through a sexuality lens. This exclusion is not only an injustice towards those who have been left out, but is also a missed opportunity to tackle the major development issues of poverty reduction, food security, education, health, decent employment. 3. Shelter, and to secure the fundamental entitlements necessary for leading a life with dignity. This paper attempts to look at poverty and food security through a sexuality and sexual rights lens to bring out the linkages between these issues. Being exploratory in nature, this paper has its limitations. The objective is mainly to open doors for more exploration and a more nuanced study of the concepts on sexuality, poverty, and food security. It looks at poverty as multidimensional deprivations and a product of systematic exclusions of groups of people, including girls, women, and sexual minorities because of their gender identities and sexual orientation. While exclusions based on sexuality is a universal issue, this paper focuses on India as these exclusions continue to happen despite the tremendous strides the country has made in economic growth, which has only benefited the privileged few. It recommends that using pluralistic and inclusive approaches in understanding the different issues and using a rights-based approach in ensuring rights for all are upheld. Page 3.